My maternal grandfather was a businessman, and he used to own three furniture stores, making teakwood furniture. And then later on, he branched into selling curios.
And this is where?
In Hong Kong.
Okay, and
he had two stores in Hollywood Road and one big one right across from Hong Kong Hotel. I remember going there when I was little, you know, and then across the street we could see Hong Kong Hotel.
Okay, and this is back in 19...
Oh, a long time ago, before 1920.
Okay, fine. Now, your paternal grandfather, okay, what was he?
Oh, I understand he was some kind of worker in a lawyer's office, but he's not a lawyer.
That gives me a good understanding. So you actually came from a very well-educated background.
I would say yes. Yes.
Okay. Now, so far as let's talk a bit about your marriage now, because of the background you had. Was this Americanized marriage, or was it Chinese type?
Well, because I met my husband when we were both at college, you see. So there was nothing for the parents to say whether they like it or not, right? So...
you didn't ask for permission from parents?
No, no. So when we went back, then I just told my father or my mother that we're going to be married.
What was their reaction?
There was no reaction, I don't think.
There wasn't no
reaction? No, because they knew they couldn't do a thing about it. And my husband was also an educated man, and he was a good man, so there was nothing else they could do.
I see, but what was it? The ceremony took place over here?
Oh, but then I know between the parents there were some discrepancies. It was the thing to do when a daughter marries. You have a great big sign in front of your house, mm-hmm. made with fresh flowers and with several Chinese wording, mm-hmm. saying that this girl is going back to her home, mm-hmm. because your father's home is not considered your home, it's your husband's home that is your home. Okay? Those four words. But then my father says, hey, I'm a man of education, how can I have those things hanging around my in front of my house, you know? So finally, they had a lot of problem, and finally, my mother won out. Okay.
They hung the sign anyway.
Oh yeah, I saw the sign. So another custom they used to have: when a daughter marries, the boy's side will send over thousands and thousands of those marriage cakes, mm-hmm. and the roast pigs and whatnot, yeah. so that the girl's family will cut them up and then divide it mm-hmm. to friends. One way to tell them that my daughter is going to be married, see? And my father did not like that neither, you see? And so finally, lots of discrepancies between them, and finally my mother went out.
So that was done too.
So then at the end, there was a tea right after the marriage at the church. There was a tea given at a big hotel. Then at night, for several hundred people, at night there was a banquet given at a Chinese restaurant for a smaller group.
Did you have to practice Zheng Chao? Did you?
No.
You didn't do that?
No, not at all.
So there was so actually the customs are more Americanized, and
yes.
it's very informal, very
yes,
very much
yes.
like today.
Yes.
I see. Okay. Okay, now, so far as, let's talk about food. I think Chinese like to talk about food. Now, in your time, you're a girl, and you're over here, what type of food did you have? Chinese, of course, but was it all Chinese food, or that time did you... your family began to use some Americanized type of cooking?
Well, since my mother did not understand English and did not read cookbooks, you know, American cookbooks, she had no way to cook American foods. And we were, you know, still in our teens. So the food, the family food was all Chinese. Until I learned how to make a cake.
School, and then
yes.
business began.
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
So when did your family begin to eat some of the more Americanized foods, like pancakes or steaks or spaghetti, things like that?
I think we never had pancakes at home. But before we came to America, you know, the first time, we already ate American food because it was quite a classy thing for Chinese to go out and eat American food.
That was in Hong Kong.
Yeah, in Hong Kong. So the only American food that we knew at that time, and it was real good, was chicken a la king on rice.
I see.
Okay. Every time we went to an American restaurant, actually a Chinese restaurant that served American food, we always have chicken a la king on rice.
What about you? Since you had training a home economist, when you became a bride, did you start cooking Chinese style or American style?
Now, when I was a bride, I didn't even have to cook. I didn't have to go to the kitchen. I had maids and all that.
Even in San Francisco?
In Hong Kong.
In Hong Kong.
In Hong Kong.
That's true. But over here, did you have some time?
Before I was married.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think we all ate Chinese food.
Even
too.
With his family in Reno?
Yes, that's a typical old-fashioned.
All Chinese food.
Oh, yes. They wouldn't hear of American food.
Okay, so now, when you came back,
when I lived in the dormitory, I ate all American food, you see.
But so far as yourself now, when you began cooking, what did you cook?
In America?
Yes.
Well, we, half and half, really. Sometimes we cook Chinese, sometimes we cook American.
Your husband's preferences? I know that some Chinese men always say they gotta have their rice. Was this true also for your family?
No, we like potatoes and sweet potato just as much as rice. It all depends what we're serving. Now with leg of lamb, we'll have a yam, you know, and with Chinese food chewing up or something, we'll have rice.
I see.
So it's really half and half.
What about holidays now? Did you? When I was a boy, I remember there was like Chinese New Year. There were certain preserved fruits and candies, and bay lice. Did you have that experience?
No, we never give the kids lice, but we do practice buying them things for Christmas.
This is your
family? Yes, my family.
What about when your brothers and sisters and your
when
father and
mother? When we were small, I think we had some of that, especially when we were in Hong Kong.
I see.
Oh yes, we always went over to see grandparents and friends and pick up the lice. That we practice.
I see. Okay. Now, let's backtrack a bit and talk about your education, early education. You indicated that when you learn Chinese, you learned it in Canton. You were born in Canton.
Was born in Canton,
right.
And then we lived in Hong Kong for a number of years. Then when I was, I forgot how old, but I was in second grade. My younger sister was in first grade. My father, being an educator, sent both of us back to Canton to study. We were at the a missionary school. I think they call it Key Light. A missionary school where we bought there. And we were so young we couldn't even comb our hair or give ourselves a bath. So I remember father had to hire a lady to take care of us. So every day at the end of the class, about 3 or 4 o'clock, she will be waiting for us at the classroom, take us down to the shower room, give us a shower. And I still faintly remember 4 names were written on the shower door. My name, sister's name, and 2 others' name. And that's the shower room we're going to use. And then in the morning, she would come to our room, yank us out of bed, and we were sitting at the edge of the bed while she's combing our long hair. I still remember bobbing back and forth, back and forth, as the hair is being combed. And that was the first time that I saw a turkey, a live turkey, at the missionary school.
I
At that time, the turkey was even bigger than we were, and we were so afraid of it.
Where did the turkey come from?
Oh, Christmas time, I think, since that's a missionary scheme.
I see.
Somehow they got a turkey there.
I see. But you don't know whether that it was Chinese grown turkeys, or was this imported?
That I do not know.
But you saw that's the big turkey. I see.
And I remember at night we have to go to, we had to go to the chapel for some time before we go back to the bedroom.
Now, so far as the rest of now you indicated you and your younger sister received training in schooling, but your brothers now...
Well, brother was too young then, you see. He was maybe about 2 or 3 years old. He was still in Hong Kong with mother.
So wasn't there an older brother?
He passed away when he was 2 years old.
Okay, so actually you two were the ones that... that part of the scene now, your older brother passed away,
mm-hmm.
You and your sister went, and there's a younger brother.
Okay. And another sister.
Another sister. All right. Now, how about English? Did you learn any English in China, or did you?
I only knew A, B, C, D or so before I came to America.
Now, when you came over to America, do you remember what steamship or?
Oh, yes. Steamship China Steamship Company, and at that time that steamship company had 3 ships. One is China, Steamship China, one is Steamship Nanking, and I forgot the other one, but I remember there were 3.
How many days did you?
Woohoo, 30 days.
30 days.
And I was seasick all those 30 days.
Do you remember when you came over here, did you go to Angel Island?
Oh, yes. No, just for a short time, though.
I see.
Because my father, I think at that time, we had preferential treatment.
Mm-hmm.
We may not even stay overnight.
I see.
If we did, we'd be just overnight. Maybe the ship got there real late or something like that.
All right.
So.
That covers pretty much the things I have in mind. Are there anything more that you want to add?
I don't know what you want.
Well, we may have to continue this then. All right, now, note to the transcriber. There were several instances when the name Sam was indicated. Please delete in your transcription. Thank you.
Oh, I see. All right.